This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yesterday was a huge celebration on WIP, BG Day. And as part of BG Day, we spoke to Doug Peterson. I think it is specifically interesting to talk to Doug Peterson, not just because he was here, not just because he knows BG, but because Doug, I think even more interesting now, Doug's not a head coach and for any other team. And I feel like we were able to get even more out of Doug because he doesn't have to worry about offending anyone. And Doug, we had a great conversation with Doug Peterson about the Super Bowl win in 2018, about Brandon Graham, about what he's up to now. And it was so good, we thought we would play it for you again. Here is our conversation with Doug Peterson. Coach Doug Peterson joins us now for BG Day. Coach, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm honored to call in and talk a little bit about BG.
Dougie P, what's up, brother?
What is going on, man?
You know what, Doug, Jack and I were talking earlier. We never think about the fact that you and Ike were actually teammates for a year. Do you have any, before we get to BG, do you have any Ike memories as the player, Ike?
Ike was a stud, man. He was obviously a great linebacker, good special teams player, just an all-around great teammate, man. Didn't have a great year that first year, but man, we had some fun times.
We did, Coach. I appreciate the kind words. Don't let them bait you into telling you anything.
Well, you never know. You know.
I'll keep it above board.
Yeah, for now. So, yeah. Coach, you know, do you still, you know, you as part of the you know, legendary team, the first Eagles team to win the Super Bowl, do you still run into Eagles fans here and there? And if so, like, what is that experience like for you?
You know, living down here in Jupiter, Florida, there's a ton of Eagle fans around this city and around this part of the country down here. Whether, you know, playing golf or just out in the community having dinner, you're always going to run into an Eagles fan or somebody that's visiting down here. And they're very appreciative of that first Super Bowl. And they bring up a lot of great memories. In fact, my wife and I were just in Philadelphia this past weekend for a wedding. And we stayed downtown there. It was fun. It was fun to run into a lot of fans and people remembered that first one, and you feel proud, you feel honored to have represented that city and that organization to, get them that championship, it's very special to me.
What was it like for you, Coach, to watch this team this past year? Obviously, they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago and lost to Kansas City, but watching this team this year, Saquon being here, watching Jalen have the year he had. Did you draw anything from watching this team this year win it to the way you guys did it back in 17?
Yeah, you know, obviously I brought the Jaguars there, I think, in week 3 this past year and played played an Eagles team that we felt early in the season, if you're going to beat this team, you got to beat them early. And they ultimately, you know, won that game that day. But, you know, I saw the improvement watching them all season long, and how Jalen really, I think Jalen took that team from a leadership standpoint on his shoulders and led that football team. Now the addition of Saquon was tremendous, and having that type of run game that they had. You know, I just think they learned from, you know, the Super Bowl that they lost a couple years ago. And those guys were hungry. They were determined. You know, Nick did a great job of just leading that team as well. Just the right guys, had the right guys there. And you know, obviously today is BG Day, and he was one of those guys, you know, that could lead that football team. And just like he did in, 17-18 when we won the championship that year.
Yeah, and we'll get to you with BG. I want to ask you one quick thing about Jalen, because you just mentioned him. You guys drafted him back in 20. Watching Jalen develop from his early days as a rookie to you seeing where he's at now, he's been to the Super Bowl twice and now has won the Super Bowl. I guess I'm trying to figure out the right way to phrase the question, but I know you got to be happy. I wanted to say proud, but how happy are you to watch his development at the quarterback position and what he has become since you guys saw what you saw on him back in 2020?
You know, for me, there's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw and what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that's going to put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know, the guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know, again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game throwing the football. And that's what the Eagles did this past year. It took a lot off of Jalen, but at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them. And that's what champions do. That's what winners do. And that's who Jalen is.
Talking to former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson on BG Day. Doug, to talk to you about Brandon Graham, I want to ask you first about the player on the field, and then we can talk about what he was like, you know, as a leader off the field. On the field, what do you remember best about Brandon as a player for you?
I think the biggest thing for me as the head coach, you know, for the 5 years that I was there, was the fact that he was available every single day, meaning he showed up to work every single day, ready to practice, ready to get better, ready to lead his football team, and would do anything you'd ask him to do. If we needed somebody to play special teams, he could play special teams. That's what he did early in his career. If he had to play, you know, a three technique or a shade, he could do that. If you put him out on an end, come off the edge, he could do that. I mean, just a selfless individual, put his teammates first over himself, and that's who he is. That's the type of player you want to build an organization around, and BG epitomized that, and that's what I appreciate about him, was the fact that every single day he was the same guy, and he had a smile on his face. I mean, you guys know him. He had a smile on his face. He was, you know, joking around. He was having a good time at practice or during games, and he loved to talk, and that's who he is, and that's what I remember the most about him.
The funny thing about BG is he'll have a smile on his face even when he's mad.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Right. There will be opportunities where he is pissed off, but he's still doing it with a smile on his face. So he has figured
exactly
out the way to deliver that. It does seem, too, as his career has gone on, he has taken on more and more of a leadership role, you know, not just with his contemporaries, but with young players as well. Did you see that developing in the half a decade you were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the type, again, that's the type of player that he is. He was always teaching and leading the young guys. You know, we had Josh Sweat as a young player, you know, coming in. And you know, Derek Barnett was a young player at the time, the year we won the Super Bowl. These guys like that. And just over the course of the 5 years that I was there, just watching BG really embrace these guys and lead them and showing them what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes and, you know, the sacrifice it takes and just a great person that way, with some of those young players that you bring onto your team and watching his career, you know, obviously close up and then again from afar, he's the same, you know, he's the same person day in, day out.
And Doug, you got to see BG from when they drafted him. So you saw him early in his career, as you was a part of Coach Reed's staff back then. You got to see him young and develop into the player that he became when you got a chance to coach him. His maturity level and his leadership and that development from a coach's perspective, the importance of, I guess, those are some of the qualities you see in a player when you draft them, but I would imagine being able to stick with a player and believing in those qualities and traits in a guy is a little bit rewarding for a coach when you watch those things develop in him the way they did in BG. BG had some traits in him early that I'm sure the staff saw in him, but to watch him those things develop as career went on, I'm pretty sure that had to be rewarding as a coach to see.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Ike, it was great to see as a coach. You know, you remember early back in his early days too. I mean, there were days when, you know, sometimes you wouldn't think he was going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, things were stacked against him a little bit early in his career and you know, but here's a guy that continued to work and really, as you mentioned, mature and grow as an athlete, grow as a person, not only on the field but off the field as well, with the leadership, you know, obviously there. And then I get a chance to come back as the head coach and coach him as a head coach and just see the growth and the maturity and the level of professionalism that BG, you know, brought to the team. And you know, the 5 years that I was there, just watching that and then just continuing to watch. And then I've had, you know, when I was in Jacksonville, you know, we had two opportunities to come back and play the Eagles and to see him from the other sideline. He's the same guy. And he's battled adversity. You know, you don't get to the top. You don't win championships without adversity. And he's battled it physically and obviously mentally and emotionally and all that. But again, he's worked himself into that type of player, and so his career is what the city of Philadelphia is. It's what the Eagles organization is, and you know, he's been great at it his entire career.
Doug Peterson with us, former Eagles head coach. Let me take you back to the Super Bowl and the strip sack itself. Now, I remember the first time I was on an NFL field during the game on the sideline. I was stunned at how little you can see, like on the sideline, because you don't think when you're watching on TV or in the stands, you see everything. But when you're on the field, everything's flat. It's very hard to see, you know, across the sideline or whatever. When the strip sack happened, did you see it? Did you just know what happened based on the result, like the reaction from everybody? What was that moment for you?
Well, initially, I didn't realize that BG had jumped inside and got over the guard. That was the first thing I did not see that. I was, you know, obviously hearing the defensive call and making sure the guys were, you know, in the right spots and all that. But then when the ball was snapped being an offensive coach, you kind of watch kind of the offensive team and how the play kind of develops against the defense. That's just where my eyes typically go. But there was a flash in the backfield, and next thing I saw, I looked back and Tom was getting hit. And it was BG that got the strip sack. He a great move on the guard and was able to get himself back there and get his hand, you know, get his hand on Tom's arm and knock that ball loose. And then Derek Barnett was able to pick it up and big turnover, and obviously, you know, helped us win that game. But huge play. I mean, huge play in that game where BG was able to use his athleticism, his strength, his power, his size at that time to really, you know, push the pocket and get an edge and eventually, you know, get the ball out of Tom's hands.
A regular debate on this show, Coach Peterson, this is very important, is regular debate on this show is what is the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack? Now, if I had to ask you, Doug Peterson, Coach Doug Peterson of that team, what was the bigger play?
Are those
what
the
would
only
your answer
plays
be?
I get to pick?
Well, those are the only two. We're only giving you those two.
You know, I would throw in a third. I would throw in the other fourth and one at like the minus 35-yard line.
Yes, big decision, buddy.
Where we hit Ertz for a first down.
That went on to
score that drive and give us the lead, but. You know, honestly, the Philly special is a great play, and it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history, and I'm very proud of that and the way the team, you know, rallied and the way we executed. But really, I think in the biggest moment to really ice our game in that moment, you gotta look at that strip sack and what happened. You know, it led to a field goal, which put us up 8 points, and so. You know, with under 2 minutes to go in that football game. So to me, you know, as coaches, we talk to players all the time. You never know when the play is coming to you. Make the plays that come your way. And BG made a play that came his way. Now, the Philly special, those guys made a play as well. So I'd have to go BG, strip sacked, one, and then a close 1A Philly special.
I like it.
I have the other side. I have the other side. Coach.
That's the quarterback.
I got a defensive guy sitting in the room there. So I have to go with the defense. Come on.
I like it.
Coach, just a quick question personally. You know, the NFL coach lifestyle seems absolutely excruciating to me. I mean, it is just a constant cycle of coaching and tape and preparation, and it never ends. Are you able to take this time and, like, breathe a little bit, like, not being in that cycle for the first time in a very long time?
You know, we just came through the NFL draft, and I wanted to put on tape and watch college players and you know, this, that, and the other, but I was able to also just kind of pull away and relax and just kind of enjoy it, just look at it from afar and just watch everything kind of unfold and probably look at it more from a fan's perspective, I think, than anything else. You know, you're right. The coaching profession is not easy. You know, the hours are long during the regular season and you put in a lot of time to try to win a football game and then obviously coach the guys, you know, during the week, and get them prepared that way as well. And, you know, and the biggest thing too, that I can appreciate with the teams in Philadelphia and even the teams in Jacksonville for me is that, you know, players can see through coaches, right? And I always wanted to be one of those coaches that was very honest and open and transparent and you know, roll up my sleeves and go to work with those guys. And if they can believe in that and you give them a constant message each and every day, you know, they're going to fight for you. And that team in, you know, 2017-18 to win that championship, there's a, you know, it was a great football team that way. They fought for each other. They fought for me. They fought for that coaching staff, the organization. And much like the team this past year, you know, you could see it, you know, with that Eagles team, how they pulled for one another and played for one another and ultimately won a championship again. So it is a grind, but this time of year has been good to just step away and spend time with family and, you know, enjoy our grandbabies and, you know, see what comes next for myself.
Now that I think there must have been a
grandbabies.
You're not old enough for grandbabies. Come on, man.
Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Easy over there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Welcome to the granddad club.
Yeah.
There you go.
Coach,
we're getting old.
Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, when Carson got hurt that year, there must have been some doubt inside of you that you guys could still achieve that ultimate goal. How do you get past that? Like, how do you move on and just say we still have a job to do?
You know, that was a tough moment for the football team because Carson was playing extremely well that year and was having a heck of a season. You know, and was obviously in the conversation for MVP and all that year. And I think that was like, you know, gosh, I think it was like week 12 or 13. I think we won that game in LA, and I think we went to 11-2 after that. But you know what? It's part of the, for me, why that team is so special, how they rallied around each other. And it was always, as you know, I mean, you've heard that before, it's always the next man up mentality. And the guys, you know, we lost Jason Peters that year. We lost Chris Maragos that year. We lost Darren Sproles that year. You know, Jordan Hicks that year. We lost, and then Carson went. So we lost five key players that season and still go on, you know, to win a championship. And the guys rallied around Nick Foles. Nick did a great job coming in and controlling the offense and leading the football team. But it wasn't about one guy. You know, it was about the entire football team. And we had some great leaders that year. And I think that's what makes it so special for me as the coach, being around a team that just gave of themselves, you know, for each player, and we were ultimately able to get it done.
Well, Coach, it was a great moment. I oftentimes tell this story. I was lucky enough to be at the ring ceremony because my dad made me his plus one, and after, I think it was after the rings, there was a line for ice cream. And I'll never remember, I'll always remember seeing you in line, because I was in line as well for ice cream, and looking at you and saying, that is the happiest guy in the world. He just won the Super Bowl. He's in line. He got his ring. He's in line for ice cream. What a moment. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody happier in my life, Coach, than you were
Man,
at that moment.
Two of my most favorite things, right? Ring and ice
cream.
I was happy that night, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, Coach Peterson, we appreciate you coming on today to talk about Brandon Graham and that year. And you're always a hero around here, man. So we appreciate it quite a bit.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Coach.
There he is. Doug Peterson.
There it is, our great conversation with Doug Peterson. Thanks so much to Coach for coming on with us. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five?
Things that people have said to me the most recently.
Things that people have said to you the most recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we got that. And a Joel Embiid trade rumor. What?
Oh.
That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.